Hey, it's Kristen. Welcome to Wellpower Podcast's Fuck It, where we give you a short and sweet overview of everything you need for your biohacking and wellness roadmap. Let's get some.
Yeah, fuck it. Red light therapy. So I'm here in chilly upstate New York and recording this short and sweet episode to give you some insight and simple detail on red light therapy. I had a little chance to throw myself down in the snow. We had lots of snow here yesterday, and so I ran myself through a little bit of the biohacking as I do in the snow in my little booty shorts, and that really left me pretty stimulated, pretty chilly. So I am riffing on that and delivering you this red light therapy fuck it episode so that we can cover some of the basics. And if you want to dive in more deeply with Sarah Turner and I on an episode of Wellpower called Get Stimulated, you can go and check that episode out. It's got a lot more details. It's an hour long, a lot more science. And again, a reminder, I'm not a medical professional. I just dress like one on TV. But I do a ton of research and I consult and interview a lot of people who are experts in the field of red light therapy in this specific instance, or what I might be talking about on these fuck it episodes. And my goal is really to share what my experience is, share suggestions I might have or things that have worked for me. But as always, you should consult with your medical professional, your doctor, or whoever you consult with to make decisions about your own health, have some personal responsibility and all that. So let's dive right into it. I want to open the gate of this by saying photobiomodulation. Right? That's a word we hear. And specifically, that's the umbrella. So photobiomodulation, photo being light, bio meaning biology, and modulation is modulating or changing, shifting, using our biology, using light. So that word is a big word. It's a scientific word, and it is something that the umbrella for a multitude of spectrums, wavelengths of light. That's colors and wavelengths in their full spectrum. So we're going to talk specifically today on this short and sweet episode about red light therapy. So red light therapy has subcategory, right? We have some near infrared light and some far infrared light. You may have heard that before. Our bodies recognize far infrared light as heat. Our cells recognize it more as heat, whereas near infrared light is not visible to the eye. And mostly is like, if you're really going to get technical, between 700 and 1200 nanometers. Give or take, I guess. And I want to talk and share a little bit about the science, a little bit about red light therapy specifically. And I will link in the show notes a whole bunch of, I think I have 6 summarizations and research studies, evidence-based, solid stuff that I think are interesting. And if you want to dive in deeper, you can always check those out. I had interviewed Sarah and it really helped seal the deal, and the science and research that I'm talking about helped seal the deal on me really loving. If you know me, you know I love my FlexBeam. That's the portable red light device that I use quite often, although I have used a ton of other red light devices all around the world, quite frankly. So we'll talk about a few of those. But when it comes to sort of this near infrared, far infrared, infrared spectrum of red light, and what we utilize it for, Sarah gives us some great insight. And interestingly enough, she finished her tenure with Recharge, who makes FlexBeam, and she's moved on to a new role helping develop something that is using red light therapy in support of a healthy brain. And that's really exciting to me. So stay tuned for more information from her or to hear about that. And really, she has such a backing of years of expertise in this that I love to be able to go to her with any and all questions. So thank you, Sarah. As you know, I love you. Photobiomodulation, right, is the umbrella. Red light therapy is what we're talking about today. So let's just talk it. Ancient Greeks and Egyptians, they had red light therapy, but they used the sun, right? We have the capacity to get certain wavelengths of red light, infrared light, far and near infrared light, from a sunrise. And that's as simple as we can start out, right? We can start out without even having to own a fancy schmancy biohacking device. We can use the sun when we get up in the morning. The early morning hours of sunrise and the hours of sunset really help set our circadian rhythm. And I've talked a little bit about that before. We have an episode coming up on that. but setting our circadian rhythm by driving the production of serotonin, which is the precursor to melatonin. And melatonin is what helps us sleep. Serotonin is what helps us wake up. A little bit of an oversimplification, but that's where it's at. So the ancient Greeks and Egyptians forever and ever were using sunlight to get that red light therapy, if you will. And in 1903, there was a guy named Niall Stinson who won a Nobel Prize around red light, and they were using sunshine and helping patients with tuberculosis in those days by wheeling the beds outside and starting to kind of realize that sunlight was actually helping support healing in many ways. But that fell out of favor. And around the time that drugs came to market, when the pharmaceutical industry started to make pharmaceuticals, as you well know, sometimes we see this, they have a lot of control over things. So that fell out of favor for a while until the 60s or 70s when this Hungarian scientist named Mester came and he tried to replicate an experiment by an American to see about this ruby laser, so this new laser at the time. And again, here's one thing I want to say. The thing about red light therapy is like, it's really interesting because here's this device, you're shining this light and you're like, how do I know the benefits of this red light therapy on my cells? Because you can't feel it in that moment per se. In some instances, you can feel the heat of it. But again, that's part of the far infrared properties. It's like, how do we know that it's working? There is a ton of science. That's the first thing I want to share with you that really speaks to red light therapy as a support mechanism for the body and has many, many benefits, which I'll talk about briefly. But how do we know it's working, right? There's this light and it's on us and it's shining on our skin and we're trying to heal ourselves or we're trying to feel better or get more energized. And one way that is really a nice default if you're into like sitting at home right now and watching some good documentaries is there's a movie, which I've linked in the show notes, that's called Supercharged. Sarah mentions it in the podcast as well. And Supercharged is a really great exploration around light therapy in general, photobiomodulation. It has some big biohackers talking. It has got Dave Asprey and Ben Greenfield and a whole slew of people that I know you love and respect who that will talk about it, and as well as this documentary style exploration of red light therapy. So Supercharged, the movie, gives you a lot of insight in a fun way where you can see people who have utilized this to rise above challenges that they may have had physiologically and healthier, happier, and more successful as a result. But when we were in the 60s and the 70s, there was a guy who tried to replicate this American experiment, and he saw and noticed that this ruby laser was actually regrowing hair. And so like the hair regrowth was coming back in. And so he did an experiment. He tried to replicate one. His laser was a different level of power. And one thing I want to mention is this word laser. When we talk about low-level laser therapy or low-level light therapy, the word laser is not something that's penetrating or damaging the skin like you may think of a laser. It's actually just a low-light laser. And so it's just getting the laser light on your skin. And that, to me, in the beginning was confusing. Like, is this invasive? I need to understand better. So that's an important piece of using the word laser. But just knowing that 60s or 70s, this guy did some research and red light therapy research, body of scientists just started to go, let's get back into this. Let's see what we can discover about this. So came back a little bit into fashion in the 60s and 70s. And then since then, in the biohacking world, right, you see a lot about red light therapy. You see these face masks that you put over your face that make you look like, I don't know if you're in Tron or something, and you see lots of things for like skin and recovery. And there are a lot, as long as you're getting some good device or utilizing sunshine in the way that you should be, that's best for your body, but not damaging to your skin, then great. There's lots of ways you can do it. So let's talk a little bit about sunlight in general. So sunlight in general is like full spectrum, right? So we're trying to harness with red light therapy specifically is getting the wavelengths of red light only, because different wavelengths have different effects on the body. So that's also important when it comes to getting and finding a reputable device. I'm not affiliated with any of these devices. I own a bunch of them. I want to talk about them freely and you should make your own decisions, but also making sure you're doing some research if you're going to buy one and getting it from a reputable manufacturer. Most of the good companies will be willing to write you, talk to you, send you all the specifications on their units, on their devices. And the other thing I wanted to clear up briefly is saunas, right? We have infrared saunas we hear a lot about. So infrared saunas quite often I don't want to confuse this. This is not having to do with saunas per se, but infrared saunas are about helping you heat your body, helping you detox and sweat in the way that you want to use a sauna, but just faster. And that is to not be confused with the red light therapy we're talking about here. Here we're talking about devices that light up, that shine, what we can visibly see as red light, and some which we cannot see as near infrared light. So we have far and near. And how those devices help. Groovy, red light therapy. So I wanted to shift over into the benefits because I try to do these things in 15 minutes and there is a lot of information on red light therapy. But the coolest study that I've seen is like the one that talks about fitness performance. And so I'm like super stoked because I drive my little purple Jeep to the gym in the morning and I have my red light device strapped on me in the car. And I don't know if it looks like I'm having a disco party inside my Jeep while I'm driving to the gym, but I like to use the red light device before and after the gym when I'm training, specifically conditioning, weight training, trying to build muscle. And there's a lot of cool studies, one of which I link that really talks about, it's a review of a bunch of studies that include about a little over 1,000 people and 533 studies specifically. That's like overview of all types of red light, near infrared, far infrared mixtures were used, and photobiomodulation with red light therapy can increase muscle mass gained after training, decrease inflammation and oxidative stress in the muscle. And so I'm super stoked to hear that. And the other cool part is like in the end of this summary, they say, hey, we raised the question whether red light therapy should be permitted in athletic competitions by international regulatory authorities. And that to me speaks to the fact that they're like, hey, is this like doping? Or is this giving someone an unfair advantage by using this light? And certainly they don't answer the question in this overall study. They just raise and pose the question. But in that case, it speaks to me that it's like actually creating a big advantage for your body and has some key qualities and benefits. So let's talk about those benefits briefly. The benefits that I think, here's the cool part. So red light therapy has a lot of benefits. And sometimes it's like, well, the list is long. How can it actually be doing all these things? But I want to remind you that there is this downstream effect, right? Because the biggest thing that red light therapy does is it powers your body. So your body is a battery and your mitochondria need energy in the form of ATP. And red light therapy is energy boosting because it's pushing actual energy into the mitochondria of the cell so that your body can function more optimally. And when that's happening from the light, and your cells are functioning more optimally, doesn't it make sense that it will do some of these downstream things like help you build more collagen and help boost your immune system and help you make ATP and boost your nitric oxide and all of that? And that's a lot of the downstream effects. So when you hear and you see a lot of these claims that are made by red light therapy companies, it's, I think in many cases, it can feel like, wow, that's pretty big claims. Is that really going to happen? But there are a lot of downstream effects of this red light therapy and devices that are out there, as well as if you're, again, going out into sunrise, sunset, etc. So the biggest benefits I think I see are this energy boosting thing, for sure. It's making my cells function better. But I use my device not just pre and post workout. I use my device for if I have delayed onset muscle soreness from the gym, or I'm recovering from fitness, or there's a high level of activity. If I have some pain, I've definitely had an injury, I have something going on with my shoulder right now, that the red light therapy device, utilizing that is epic on it. And also I like to use the red light device to help me sleep at night, just putting it along my spine or using it around my core, my diaphragm when I'm doing breath work. It just has a great, it chills me out. It is a little bit warm and it makes me feel like I get a little bit more expansion when I'm doing breath work. It's also pumping that nitric oxide, right? So that's from the inside out. Naturally, it increases blood circulation. So it helps you get the nutrients in your body, helps get the toxins out of your body. So how cool is that, right? Blood circulation. And those are the biggest benefits that I've seen, that I've read about, that there's science behind, and the list is long. So you could listen to that full episode if you want. And I want to talk about some tools really quickly before I go today, and the tools that are out there from a device standpoint, if we're not talking about getting out into sun, are the thing I use, of course, is the FlexBeam. It's portable. You just strap it on your body and you can go do whatever you want to do. There's different types and sizes of bands. So I really dig that. So I can use it all over different parts of my body. Although I do not use it on my face, and it's not recommended to use it on your face. Your face skin is very different. So it's something you want to be cautious about, what wavelengths you're using and how and why on your skin. Also, contextually, what are you trying to do, right? If you're looking and you're in the market for a device, the best option is to have one that has both near and far infrared light, right? So you're getting both, because the wavelengths in visible red light are more superficial. They help with scar tissue. They help with wrinkles, things like that. And the near infrared light, which is not visible to the human eye, is deeper penetrating into the tissue, helps from an immune standpoint, cellularly, your joints, your organs, all of that. So think about that when you're looking for a device. Some other things I've used on the market, I think I used Red Light Rising at a place in London, which was super cool. Red Light Rising and Juvelight, super popular in the United States. And those are like panels you can hang, or they stand up and you can actually sit and get your full body all at once. I know my friend Andreas has a Juvelight. And the couple other devices that I dig, especially for women who are looking for a shift in face skin and wrinkles and just really stimulating that skin where we want to be safe and cautious with what we use, there's a company called LightStim, and they make panels and beds and all these things, but they also make a handheld device for the face only. They make a face panel only that even the woman who does my skincare, my esthetician, uses. And I really, really like them. They've been on the market a long time. I've had a chance to meet them at the biohacking conferences, and LightStim is pretty cool, especially if you're a woman looking for something to put on your facial skin. And then the last one, you know, you can't leave this off the list, is the V-Fit, which is an intravaginal device for you ladies out there to help sort of boost the tissue and create healing effects and things. Perhaps it's like after you've had kids, or you're dealing with different stages of aging, or working out your sexual prime. The V-Fit is a wonderful device that is helpful for the tissue on the inside of you, right? Because red light therapy is going to work everywhere, but we got to make sure we get to all the important parts. So there's a bunch of devices out there in the world that you can check out. If you have any big questions, you can dive in to the episode with Sarah Turner, Get Stimulated. Do you like that, how I ended on the V-Fit and then told you to get stimulated? But red light therapy across the board, men and women, huge benefits. Lots of science is attached to the show notes here. And I want you to check it out if you are interested. As always, you can send me questions. You can hit me up on Warrior Woman Mode, Well Power Podcast, and I am here for you. That's all she wrote. So fuck it. That's all she wrote. Thanks so much for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and follow us on social, Instagram at Well Power Podcast. Leave a little feedback, input, requests, messages. Love to hear from you. And we're out.